This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
We're back!
Hello!
As Doc Love and his big head would say, we are back! The podcast is back. We fought with legal issues forever, but we got through it. We are kind of okay to start doing the podcast again.
Just a little bit.
We're not really allowed to talk about anything that we're going to talk about, but we're going to do it anyway because
that's what we do.
We're outlaws.
Outlaws.
Chief Sean and Kentucky, say hi, Kentucky.
Hey.
Right. I'm Chief.
I'm Sean.
There
I'm
you
Kentucky.
Go. If you don't know what you're listening to, me, Sean, and friends have a, I use that term loosely,
Changes daily. That's why.
We have a shitty reality television show on TV, believe it or not, on one of those big network channels with all the money.
And it's still going.
And we still do it. And on the show, we street race. And we're pretty fucking good at it. Believe it or not, but they make us look terrible, and so this is our only outlet to you, our viewer, our fan, our people,
so we can explain what really happened.
And we're going to explain
the truth.
We're gonna truth on America right now. This is Truth Radio with Chief and Sean and sometimes Kentucky. We don't know if this is actually going to go out, so
no.
This is our first try. And we don't have our podcast guys, so we're actually doing this in-house right now. So you may never hear this. This may never make it, and it's probably a good thing.
If you don't, you're going to be missing a lot, though.
So it's Tuesday, which means it's the day after Street Outlaws. And
season premiere.
We had our season premiere last night. No one probably watched it because it was terrible, and Monday Night Football was on.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty horrible.
In our, just to recap a little bit, last night's episode was the 405 versus, Kansas City. And we did terrible. We really didn't bring it on this one.
It was pretty brutal.
Editing wise, it was one of the best episodes ever. They really, really nailed it on the editing. The car sounds are back, guys. For those of you that missed the F1 sound.
Shane's car definitely sounded like Shane's car.
For those, I know that everyone was, you know, missing the F1 and the turbo racer sounds that they dub in for our cars. I know that you guys were missing that. And guess what? By
it's
popular
back.
Demand, it's back. Just like Doc's car. It's back.
It's back.
So, other than the sound, though. You know,
it was horrible.
It was still terrible. I can't really wait any longer, Sean.
Though we didn't bring our cars,
I want to talk.
I know people saw us standing next to him.
I want to talk about plenty of things, but right out of the gate here, I got to get this off my chest. Sean made a comment in an interview last night that said that he wished that his car and my car. We're there so that we could race.
Yeah.
That's
what I said.
Some of you guys noticed that in the background,
he was leaning against his own car.
Sean says that he wished that we brought our cars. For the record, Chief didn't say that. That was Sean. That was all Sean.
It was me.
Sean's leaning on what looks like the Murder Nova.
Yeah.
So, Sean, I'm
very, very, very short distance away. Was a car that looked really, really similar to the Crow.
It was. Now, thanks to all the people out there who didn't believe that it was the Crow, because I seen some of you guys trying
those
really
true
hard.
Fans.
They were
true
trying
fans.
Really hard to say, that's not the Crow. It doesn't have black stripes. That's not the Crow. That's not the Murder Nova. That's just a Murder Nova lookalike. You know, I mean, hey, you tried. You gave it your all, but.
The cars were there.
The cars were there. It's clearly obvious the cars were there. And Sean?
Yes. Yeah.
I know that you don't have a personal Facebook page, and it's a fucking good idea at this point that you don't, because last night you would have been tagged in at least the 1,900 threads on Facebook that I was tagged in.
Yeah.
Asking
why
did you lie to America?
Just a moment of weakness. I was told to say something, and even though from this point before didn't really matter what I was told to say, I say what I always say. And this time I didn't. And I've regretted saying it ever since I said it, but I said it. I have to own it. It's production felt like that it was a good idea that we made people think that our cars weren't there, but then went ahead and maybe they didn't get with the editors. And you can clearly see our cars in it after they had me say that our cars weren't there.
So you were asked to say that.
It was more than asked.
You were provoked.
I was begged.
Begged.
And he was begged. You have to. And I'm a lot of stuff. And finally I gave in on it and I went ahead and said it. And
you said it with full confidence that they weren't going to show our cars.
Yeah. I mean, because I believed them. I mean, they told me that. So,
well,
I don't know. It's something I'm not proud of, but I said it, and I'll go ahead and own it.
They lied. So they lied to you.
Everybody out there that's giving Chief shit for this deal, you know, wasn't him that said it. We even talked about it. And I remember I had said, I'm not going to say it.
You say a lot of things that aren't true.
That's two things that we know of. That's two things that we know of.
Well, he said it.
I said it.
It happened.
It didn't really happen.
No, it didn't really
happen.
It was
false.
It was a lie. But
it was definitely a lie. I lied to America.
But now that that's out in the open, we can all try and get past it.
Well, I normally have a guy to apologize to America for me whenever I fuck up. And he normally says, on behalf of Sean and Midwest Streetcars, I want to sincerely apologize. And then for beep, whatever it is.
Usually
you know?
It's condensed to my bad.
Yeah.
You know, this is a my bad moment.
We didn't know that it was going to escalate that quickly. Sorry.
We've all said things that we don't mean. And just normally we don't get to say it to 3 million people.
Yeah.
Fortunately for us, though, that episode was kind of sucky, so maybe nobody watched it.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to go with a lot of people watched it.
I'm going to go ahead and say, for the record, that I'm not going to do that shit again.
Someone
how bad.
My fucking computer and didn't give me a password to get into my own computer, and now I can't read the funny comments on Facebook.
Well, who's been in here?
What's the password to my computer?
Big Dick Crow or some shit. It's Jesus?
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
That's a weird password.
You said it, man. Look, he knew what it was.
Okay. The reason that our cars were there was to race. We brought our cars. I mean,
that's going to be my question.
You know, that was your question?
That was going to be my question that I'm sure a lot of people want to know is, if your cars were there, then why didn't you race?
Well, if you believe what Facebook says, it's because we were scared.
Right.
But
I know better than that.
You know,
I was there. I know the reason. And I remember.
But I'm sure
we weren't scared.
No. I don't see how the same people that shit on me every day for losing to Kai Kelly three times now, for those of you that are keeping count, three fucking times.
Yeah.
Those same people are saying that we were scared. Now, Kai Kelly calls his car a Pro Mod. It says Pro Mod on his shirts. Like, he had shirts made that say Pro Mod.
Yeah, on the back of his hats.
On his hats, it says Pro Mod. So, you know, and all the 216 people that bought those shirts can attest to that. but I race Kai Kelly every time I see him because I'm not scared. That's just it. And I gamble every time. Sometimes when I don't even have the money. Sometimes Sean has to back me on it. But I gamble every time. There's no way in hell that I was scared to race those two cars. That's ridiculous. Now, what might be true is that those two cars aren't from Kansas City, and they don't street race,
Never been on the street.
They've never been on the street, and they've never raced anyone on the street, and they showed up to this to be on television, and they may have thought it was an American Idol audition.
Well, by the looks of everybody, it wasn't a beauty contest.
Sure, it wasn't a beauty contest.
The best thing that came out of this episode was the fucking mullet on that one guy. I mean, that was
just looked like a lion's mane.
I still got pictures.
It was amazing.
I took a picture when I saw him.
That dude was cool.
It reminded me of like when you're watching a really good movie, and at the first of it, the lion comes on.
Yeah.
Like I thought, here we go. We're fixing to see Transformers 8 or something. Yeah. Like this shit's going down. But he was just there to hang out in the background with his epic mullet. Anyway, when we showed up there with our cars. Now, mind you, I showed up the night before and tested all night in Kansas City illegally.
Yes.
With my good friend Sean.
Yes.
And we got busted by police officers that weren't happy with what we were doing. We got ran off by business owners who didn't want us around. And then the next day, after it rained that night, so we had to go back to the hotel. But then the next day we woke up early, went right back out and tested all fucking day illegally in Kansas City with our cars to race that night. Yeah. If we were scared, we didn't plan on racing.
We also got busted in during the day too.
We got busted. Murder Nova got busted in the middle of the daytime in an industrial park in Kansas City. And he ended up racing a police officer to his trailer in reverse.
In reverse.
I had just made a hit. I was standing by my car. Sean makes his hit. And then the cop turns down the road. And Sean is in reverse going as fast as the Murder Nova will let him in reverse. No windows, no mirrors that he can see out of.
Yeah.
Because it's a streetcar. And then he ends up taking the first turn and the cop missed it. So then now the cop and Sean are both racing in reverse to get to Sean's trailer. Luckily for us, Sean won that race.
Yeah.
And yeah. So for those of you that think that we didn't race in Kansas City, Murder Nova did race, and he raced a kind police officer. And then by the time the cop got there and got out of his car, the cars were in the trailer. There was nothing he could do, and boy, was he happy.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much told us, get the fuck out of here. These people don't want you here.
Right.
I said, how do you know? They might want us here.
We knew because the guy that just came out of the building told us he didn't want us there. So yeah, that may have been a clue. Yeah. But
that dude definitely didn't want us there.
Nah, he didn't want us there. But in the end, we did all that so that we could race in Kansas City against Kansas City's fastest street racers, because that's what we came to do. Well, we showed up, and there were some legit street race guys. There were some cars that we've actually seen on the street before and we've heard about before. I mean, there was the Krusty Nova guy. As much as that guy gets under my skin and his attitude is just obnoxious, and he talks shit about us in the show every chance he gets. You can't deny the fact that the dude street races. He's a legit street racer. I would rather lose to one of their legit street racers like Krusty Nova. The green Mustang was clearly a street race car.
It was.
I mean, there was no doubt about it.
You could tell
it
by looking at that car.
And he wanted to race Chuck bad.
Bad. Bad enough that he got slapped.
Did he get slapped?
Yes, he did.
I was the first one there.
I know he got yelled at.
Well, I'm pretty sure Chuck slapped the dude.
Yeah, because me and Sean were standing there.
I was the first person there, and I'm the one that grabbed Chuck. I mean, you could clearly see the dude didn't want to fight. I told Chuck, if you do that to somebody and they don't do anything back, then that's the end of it.
There's no sense in keeping on going.
You know, if the dude don't want to fight.
This is also a fictional show, so any police officers that may be listening about
Chuck didn't hit him. I didn't see nothing.
No, we didn't see nothing.
Matter of fact,
come to think about it, I don't even know if Chuck was there.
I don't think Chuck was there. Never mind. That was.
But bottom line is, the Krusty Nova, the green Mustang, freight train. God knows he's street raced all over the country with his slow ass Trans Am.
Yeah,
but he was there to street race. You know what I mean? And he would have went up against anybody there because that's what street guys do.
Yeah.
And Skinny's, you know, we know he street races.
Been following Boosted around forever.
If you follow Boosted, you're going to be on the street because Boosted street races nonstop.
Yeah.
Not just that, but I've seen videos of Skinny's car. He raced Carl Scott. He raced a big tire car on the highway. We know those dudes street race.
And it wasn't raining in that race.
That's true. It was not raining. So we know that they had street race guys. We know they had street race cars, and some of them were there. Unfortunately,
some of them weren't.
There was a couple that showed up that no one even knew. Like in the driver's meeting, when we were introducing ourselves, the Kansas City guys didn't even know who those
guys
were.
Which, by the way, they cut real short.
Yeah.
That was the shortest and most awkward driver's meeting.
Yeah. Yet it was one of the longest.
As I was leaning up against my car.
That wasn't there.
That wasn't there.
And so we didn't get to race the street car guys, but we also, I didn't want to pick on small tire true street racers. Because
not at all.
I didn't come up there to race a small tire street racer. I came up there to race the fastest Kansas City had on the street. Now, those guys that had the blower cars, we'll call them, because I said pro mods and everybody jumped on me on the internet. They're not pro mods. This was not pro mod. It's pro street. Pro street, man. Well, okay, so I'm not going to call them pro mods, but I will say that when you tow it to the line of a street race with a golf cart and
do a full blown pro mod burnout
and
you're not really sure how to stage the car at a street race, like I mean let's just say it's my opinion that those guys haven't been on the street with those cars before. Now they may street race all the time in other cars, but they didn't in that those cars. So here's the way this works. Me and Rashawn or anybody in the 405, we get nothing out of going out of town and racing some guy who doesn't street race. You know what I mean? Like, if we show up in Kansas City and there's two guys there with 4,000 horsepower freaking blower cars that weigh, you know, 1,900 pounds or whatever, they don't have headlights and they don't, you know, they got a hatch on top that they climb out of and they're pulling it up to the starting line with a golf cart and all other stuff. Like, if we beat that guy, when we get home, and to all the people that matter to us, when they say, "Hey, Sean, how'd you do in Kansas City?"
Well, I mean, I beat a guy who doesn't race on the street.
Who'd you won? You won. Yeah. Hey, good job. You won. Who'd you beat?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well. Okay.
Well, how would I know him? Well, I don't know.
No. Okay. So how much did he race you for?
Nothing. He was willing to wager on this race.
Oh. Okay, so now, for those of you that don't know how much we make off this television show, it's millions. No.
Yeah.
We make very, very little money on this show, and we spend so much money to get to these out-of-town races and keep the cars running every week for 16 weeks straight, and we lose a lot of sleep and time with our families, and our children don't recognize us and everything else you can imagine. So when we show up out of town, we want to at least race
for some money.
We will race for free. I've told guys over and over, I'll race for free. But I want to race somebody that when they say, "Hey, man, you ever heard of this guy, Gypsy Mike out here in California? He's supposed to be a big street racer." I can go, I beat that dude.
I outrun him.
Right. I wouldn't care if I raced him for free.
Well, I did.
Yeah, you did race him for free.
I did race him for free.
So it doesn't matter how much money we race for as long as
it's a legit
race with a street race dude. You know what I mean? Now, if it's not a street race dude,
then I want some money.
Then I want to at least be able to come home and when they say, "Who'd you beat?" "Oh, I don't know." Well,
I won five grand.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So made then it worth it. Then it's worth it. And then you're at least racing for something and then you actually get nervous in the car because you're racing for $2,500. Racing guys that no one knows with cars that no one's ever seen before, I'm not even going to get nervous in the car because pretty much if I win, who cares? And if I lost, the whole world is going to go crazy and this guy's going to be the next Kai Kelly because he beat Chief and you know what I mean? And then next thing you know,
it's a lose-lose.
He's the biggest street racer in the whole world because he raced one time on the street and he beat Chief, because Chief, didn't give a shit and he fucking turned his car down or whatever. You know what I mean?
Or turned it up.
Yeah, turned it up too much. It's like fighting a girl that's not Ronda Rousey. I mean, pretty much, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You win the fight, well, you were supposed to. You're the baddest street racer ever, Big Chief. You're supposed to beat that dude. Nobody's ever heard of that.
And then he gets to go back and tell everybody, it was the first time I ever had that car on the street.
Yeah, I went out there first time. Yeah. Who beat you? Oh, Chief. Oh, well, fuck, man.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
But still, he only beat me by two.
He only beat me by two. Oh, man, well, you did good, man.
Exactly.
That's my first hit on the street.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Fuck all that. Yep. You know, so.
Ain't no sense in giving somebody the Dragon Slayer Award without any kind of hope for a payout.
Yeah, now if the dude had street raced for years, and these cars were fucking badass street race cars, and everybody's seen them or heard them or whatever, then, hey, man, I'll run that motherfucker for free because you street race, I street race, this means something.
Yep.
But if you're there to audition for American Idol, then you're not gonna get a free race out of me. It's going to cost you something to race me. That's just the way it goes. I spend so much money doing this shit, I at least need to get something out of it. And if I don't get to race a legit dude, then I want money out of it. That's the bottom line. So I offered, and Sean offered, and Dave, who's trying to stay innocent in this whole deal, his car was there too.
Yep, I seen it.
And we offered those guys in the driver's meeting $2,500 or better, head the fuck up against our street race cars with their cars.
With their,
their blower cars.
Yeah.
And nothing. They declined. Crickets. They did not want to race for $2,500 bucks. They weren't there to race for that much money. And I said, hey, man, I asked him straight up, you race this car on the street? Dude said, yeah. I asked his old lady, who's the last person he beat on the street? Oh, he ain't been on the street. And
yeah.
I don't think he's ever raced this car on the street.
Well, there was nobody next to him.
I was like, yeah. And then she said it was on the street one time, but there wasn't nobody next to him. And I was like, well, if you street race, you can tell me who the last guy you beat. And if you really street race a lot, the last guy you beat or got beat by is probably here.
Yeah, it just happened.
So who was it, guys? And no one. So,
well, and
that
kind of also
kind of ticked me off because I didn't want to jump in front of the rest of my guys, and I didn't want to race so bad against Kansas City that I was going to pick on the kid with the green Mustang. Who street races the fuck out of that car, or the, you know, the skinny's guy, or the crusty Nova. I mean, as much as I'd like to crush that crusty Nova, I'm not going to jump on that dude because
then all we hear when we win is, oh, well, that's a street car. Look at the little tire.
Yeah.
You know, and then we're just picking on people.
And he did drag week and he did the pro touring deal. And
yep.
He drove to the ice cream cruise with
Kyle and drove the car there that night.
Yeah, and he drove the car there. I mean, so I don't want to jump on those dudes. We have guys to race those guys. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We have small tire, legit street car guys that were with us. So I would much rather see good matchups that we get something out of if we win. And I would much rather lose to legit street race dudes than I would beat a bunch of fakers.
But that is the first time that this has happened.
Yes, because normally if they show up, you know, like we raced a bunch of RX-7s and import guys, rotary guys. We raced them, and you'll see that coming up this season. Those guys, they showed up with fast-ass cars. I mean, ridiculous cars.
They were legit.
And they showed up, but they never once said that they street raced. They just said they wanted to race us. And we said, well, we race on the street. So they said, well, we'll race you there. We don't care. We just want to race you guys.
Yep.
So guess what? We raced most of those guys for free.
They could have just said, look, I don't street race this car, but I think I can outrun you.
I'd have raced him for free if he just said that. Yep. If he just straight up said, nah, man, I don't street race. Are you crazy? I don't street race this car. I'd have raced him for free.
Yep.
Because at that point, it doesn't mean much to me. He doesn't street race, so it doesn't mean much to me. You know what I mean?
The only thing that I really don't understand about this whole deal is that one of the episodes from last season, we actually raced some guys from Kansas City, and they have a top 10 list.
And none of those guys were there.
Yeah, none of those guys were there.
The guy with the black Trans Am.
Yeah, he was number one on the list.
He said he was number one on their list.
Why wasn't
he
there? He
wasn't even there. Yeah. And then they compared the Kansas City guys, which I'm pretty sure is Missouri, by the way.
I still don't know.
Me neither. It's confusing.
Because we tested in Kansas, and we stayed in Missouri.
And we raced.
I think, in Missouri.
Okay. So I'm not really sure, but I know that.
But it was all within 15, 20 miles.
They compared the Kansas City guys to the Wichita guys that we raced with tight drawers and all his buddies. Why would you? They compared Kansas City, Missouri guys to Wichita, Kansas guys, and that there wasn't even a, there was no link there. It wasn't the same group of people.
Not
they don't race on the same street. They don't even race each other. They don't even know each other. Like, you know, we raced some guys from Kansas City, and they came with the Montana guys or whatever, and they were legit street race
and
dudes.
They had a
legit
list.
Cars, and we raced them for very small money.
We did.
Because they were legit.
We did. And we. That's, except for you. You raced that guy three times.
Oh, yeah, the Hulk guy. Yeah, well, he
Was it the Hulk?
His car was Hulk. Matt Frost's car. Yeah. God damn
it. It's a beautiful car.
Beautiful car.
But yeah, I raced him for $1,000 and then he walked back up afterwards and said that he didn't feel like
he made a good pass.
And I said, hey, we can turn right around and do it for another $1,000 right now. We won't even cool the car down. He said, let's do it. We raced again for another $1,000. So, and we were happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would have been just as happy to lose to a legit street racer as I do beating a faker. So whatever. But beyond all that, our cars were there.
The bulk of the story is the cars were there. And I lied about it.
And
what are you going to do?
I'll say right now, either one of those guys. Now, the deputy car, that other car, the Trans Am car, that car made a hit.
It did.
That car made a hit.
Poor Chuck, man. Because
he did whenever he did his rolling.
He stretched old truck Chuck out.
When he did his rolling burnout, he did go to full 660 feet.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. He made a hit.
He did. The car looked good. It was fast. It would have been a good race.
Yeah. It was a good hit with a good car. And I'll give either one of those guys the same race right now as I did then. 2,500 or better. Drive down the highway to Oklahoma City, and we're going to do it over here on the service road with on a real street with real cops and real, consequences. And
no cameras.
Come on out. You know what I mean? I can't control when the cameras will shut a road down for them guys or whatever so that they can do what they want to do. But if they want to come here any night of the week, I'll go out there and sit next to them on the side of the highway, and we'll get down for real money.
Yeah,
bring a really fast golf cart.
But they're going to have to bring a really fast golf cart so they can get the car back to the stacker trailer or whatever in time.
Yeah.
So moving on. One quick thing is there was a couple, man, you guys on Facebook and internet, and you guys made some hilarious pictures.
Oh, yeah.
There's pictures that just kill me, dude. Some of the pictures were so damn funny. There was one where it's got Sean's face and it says, in subtitles above his head, it says, kind of wish my car and Chief's car was here. And then they cropped it in the bottom where you can see both cars in the same shot. That's pretty epic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then Jody Johnson, he's holding it down I think it's a he holding it down saying, I keep seeing y'all mention Chief's car was there. It looks kind of like his car, but I don't see any black pinch driving down. So he was trying real hard.
Yeah, he was.
Not to see my car.
Yeah. He didn't have any hater in him.
And then, of course, we have our environmental haters.
Yeah. Wow.
Joey here from Prius Land says, I'm watching Street Outlaws on the Discovery Channel, and I bet they play a big role in global warming because their cars don't have emission controls. Don't they have anything better to do with their time and money than pollute with emissions and a large amount of heat?
What a douchebag.
A large amount of heat.
Most of the heat was coming from Sean's mouth when he said our cars weren't there. But
that guy's a total.
That's the reason that I didn't race my car that night.
Global
is because
warming?
I already felt like there was enough heat.
Oh, there was so much going
on.
There was so much heat already going on. And Farm Truck and Asian there was just so much heat.
Yes.
So you're trying to save Earth.
I was. I was going green.
You go green, babe. Go green. I like it. Murder Nova is a fan of the Earth.
Yes.
I like it. And then there's one of me walking away, and it says, Blower Pro Mods? And it says, the crow isn't here. Sorry. And then you can see the car behind me. It's pretty funny, too. There's some real epic ones out there. This one, Andres Montoto.
Nice.
Says,
say what?
We'll just call him Andy.
Yeah.
Says, okay, I'm a GTO fan, but Big Chief is losing because of the exhaust from other vehicles. I didn't even race. How did I lose?
When did you lose? Oh, just to Kai.
That's the only person I lose to. As soon as the nitrous or gas fumes hits the turbo intake in the GTO that's in the wheel well, the compression in Chief's car runs rich, and there's not enough air and fuel. He is getting exhaust fumes in his intake from the other racer off the line.
Exhaust fumes in the intake.
So pretty much.
What about the exhaust fumes that turn the turbos?
there's no reason to get technical here. Oh. He's just trying to help me out. I mean, pretty much he says, you know, I handle that little situation and I got this.
So what are you going to do to fix that deal? Have you already started on it?
Well, I've been thinking, and there's really only one good solution, and that is to leave first. Because if I'm ahead, their exhaust fumes can't make my compression run rich.
But off the line, if you're both staged up on the line, it could affect you, and therefore you couldn't leave before.
They get on a two-step, and you're done.
I'd be screwed, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back to the drawing.
I thought I had that figured out.
Put the turbos on the roof of the car, they'll be fine. Fresh air up there.
Put them higher?
Yeah.
That would get them away from the other guy's exhaust fumes?
I think that's what he's getting
and
at.
And it would keep my compression from running rich.
Yeah.
Well, Andy Montoto, we're going to work on that, and I appreciate your input. And thanks. Yeah, I mean, you never know. He might be onto something.
You never know.
Next time you see me race Kai, my turbos will be 60 foot in the air.
We will try anything once, sometimes twice.
Okay. So moving on, Kansas sucked. The show sucked. There were street race guys there, and they didn't get the respect and dignity that they deserve from the show because they kind of took some of the things we said about being a waste of time, and they kind of made that play into those guys. And in reality, we went 4-3. Thanks, Doc.
Yeah.
For jumping.
Dummy. Had the dude covered by 630 feet.
Yeah.
And he jumped.
Mm.
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 But they made it look like Chuck lost last.
Yeah, they kind of changed the order around, too. It made it look like it was all on Chuck's shoulders. And so thanks, Chuck, for holding that down for us.
Yeah.
But in reality, Doc was the last race for us, and we lost, and he jumped. And then Boosted, poor Boosted.
Yeah, that race should have never happened.
It was full-blown rabe.
Full-blown rabe whenever they raced.
It was rabing.
I mean, I'm standing over there going, yeah, when are y'all going to shut this down?
It's raining.
It was raining.
Like, that's when keeping it real goes too real.
Yes.
Because even in the craziest street races I've ever been in, we don't race in the rain. Like, no. that's much.
No.
But Skinny's had his rain tune logged in.
He did.
And he went A to B.
He was definitely the faster car in the rabe.
Faster, yeah. So, there you go. To all you guys out there that are thinking about going and knocking Skinny's off of his title, internet title.
Make sure it's not raining.
Check the weather. Because you got to race that guy in the rain, you're in for a rude awakening.
Because he's still going to get down the road.
Yeah, he's going to run 560 whether it rains or not.
Yep. Wet or dry, he's got a 560 tune-up in that car.
You know, I've always heard people say their car will hook in a car wash. That motherfucker.
It did. Boosted, not so much.
Yep. So, sorry, Boosted.
Yeah.
But you really fucked that deal up.
He was mad.
I've seen Boosted win a lot of races.
Yeah.
Sorry, that sounds mean, but yeah. I have seen Boosted lose some races and win some races and Boosted races, and that's what he does. So he's going to win, he's going to lose. He races a fucking lot. He just wants to race. But I have never seen him that mad.
I thought that he was going to go ahead and park his car. He didn't even need the trailer on the way home. He's going to park his car in the back of the truck.
Whenever he loaded it up. Man, they didn't even show it right, but he hit the trailer like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And, I've never seen Boosted that mad. Usually Boosted is pretty calm and cool, but.
And then he'll throw out some sarcasm.
And then, he's going to make you feel like shit. And he's going to say, yeah, your car was slow as fuck, but you beat me. You know what I mean? That's exactly what Boosted does. Boosted's going to get under your skin with sarcasm. That's who he is.
Yes.
But man.
He's good at it.
That mofo was the mad.
Yeah. He didn't really want to talk at all.
Usually I'll go over and say, man, whatever.
Yeah. I didn't want to go over there.
I didn't want to go anywhere near him.
No.
Because I kind of figured there was some sort of way that he could blame that on me anyway, Yeah. Because I'm the one, judging by watching the show, I'm the one who called him and told him to go up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Well, and plus you should have shut it down because it was rabe.
Yeah, I'm the race master. I shouldn't let people race in the rain, especially when you got a guy who can race in the rain.
Yeah.
Maybe that was their whole deal.
We should have checked his resume.
And we should have checked the weather.
Rain tires.
Yeah, he may have had special racing rain tires that we didn't even know about. He outstreeted Boosted. He outstreeted the 405 because we claim Boosted as our one of our own, even though he doesn't believe it, and he's a little baby sometimes, and he's real sensitive. We love Boosted, and he's part of our group, and I'll fucking go street racing anywhere with Boosted GT, and I don't care if he wins or loses. He's still the most hardcore, respected street racer in the country because he'll go to any city, any state.
By himself.
By himself. And you could show up and say, we got a race on this road in the rain, and no one can do a burnout, and Boosted will still run you, and he'll still gamble. So, you know, whatever. Moving on. Let's see. What do I got on my notes here?
What's next?
We're going to try and do these podcasts every week like we did the three before. We did two before, that's right.
Remember the third one got took down? Shut
down, yeah.
And then they got real mad on us?
Look for these once a week until Chief or Sean or Kentucky says something that they're not allowed to say, and then they're going to shut it down again, and then we're back in court for a podcast that's literally making us $0.
Yeah. In fact, it's costing us money.
But we won the legal battle this time. We're allowed to do the podcast. We're just not allowed to talk about Street Outlaws. And I don't even think we're allowed to say Street Outlaws.
Street Outlaws.
We're not.
So
Street Outlaws is out.
No more Street Outlaws. So, can't do it.
Yeah, log that into your little ledger there. We're not allowed to say Street Outlaws. We're not allowed to.
What's the other thing we can't say?
Monza.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, that's what got us in a lot of trouble is we talked some smack on Monza and he got mad on us. And
I felt like it was all in fun. It was chicken shittery for sure.
It was chicken shit to talk shit about Monza when he wasn't here. But hey, you know, sometimes.
But if he was here, he'd be laughing with us hysterically.
Oh God, his laugh! Oh my God, when he starts laughing, I can't help it. Dude.
When he goes Street Outlaws,
God, I laughed that night. I mean, when Monza starts laughing, you have no choice. It is the funniest laugh ever. I would challenge everyone in the world.
Yeah, but it's
true. When you meet Monza, it's very hard to make him have any emotion. It's hard to make him smile because he's usually a real hard ass, you know, smoking the Marlboro Reds and shit, and real hard ass fucking camouflage wearing hunting motherfucker, you know.
Yeah,
but. Dude, if you can make him laugh, it's priceless. The funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. We had a whole plane screaming at us to shut up because we couldn't stop laughing. So,
probably should.
Sorry, drop so we're not there. Allowed to say Monza. So we're not allowed to talk about Monza.
Yeah, we can't. We're not going to talk bad about Monza.
We're not going to talk about Monza.
Not unless
at
he's
all.
Here.
We're not going to talk about Monza at all.
Or Street Outlaws.
Or Street Outlaws. We can't talk about the show or the channel or TV
or the imports that we're going to be racing.
Yeah, we can't talk about the weeks, we can't talk about future episodes of the show that we're not allowed to talk about. There's a lot of things we can't talk about. So check in next week and see if we're still here. You know, because we may not be. Also, Sean is a liar. We got that covered. We covered Sean's lie.
Covered that.
I wish you weren't such a liar.
I know it sucks.
You need liars,
but I just sometimes I lie.
Sean has diabetes.
It's a disease, man.
Yeah, it's a disease, like alcoholism.
Yeah, I can't help it. Don't blame me.
So because you're an alcoholic or a liar, you get to park up front at Walmart?
Yeah. I got our own special tags.
Yeah, great. So, we're going to be at SEMA.
We
SEMA.
Are.
And we're going to be...
It's always a good time.
Yep, and the only way that I can be at SEMA, because I hate it so much, is I'll be drunk. So...
We will be drunk.
If you see us at SEMA, please, if you can find a Coors Original banquet beer, I would appreciate that. I'm not gonna high five you. I probably won't even say thanks.
I'll high five you if for a Bud Light or a Michelob Ultra.
So if you see us at SEMA, bring us beer and say hi. And
we will be in the kicker booth.
We'll be in the kicker booth Wednesday and Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. But that's ish.
Yeah. You know, that's we'll definitely be late. And we'll probably end up leaving early.
We'll sign anything you want. We'll take pictures with.
Unless it's Harry. Then it costs $5.
Because we got to shave it. Yeah. We'll still sign it, but you got to pay for the time it takes to shave it. And hopefully, if we can make some money soon, we'll bring somebody with us that actually will shave for us so we don't have to do it anymore.
Yes.
That's gross.
But it will still probably cost at least $3.
Because somebody
we have to pay them.
Somebody's got to pay them. SEMA kicker booth Wednesday, Thursday.
But we'll be roaming around a lot too, though.
Lot.
We'll be sneaking into probably the NX booth.
Because that's where Kamikaze will be.
He will. Kamikaze will be there with the El Camino.
This is going to be one of first.
Just
one
looking
of
beautiful on the block.
This is going to be one of fucking Kamikaze's first, like, live appearances in front of the fans and stuff at SEMA.
Yes.
And he's taking the El Camino to SEMA.
Just beautiful.
That ratty pile of shit is going to be on the Coliseum floor in the middle. I mean, all the lights are going to be on.
Yep.
And he's going to be standing by it trying to smile. So please, for the love of God, if you see him in that beautiful car, just
sexy.
I mean, it's a thing of beauty. Go by, check it out, take some pictures of it so that, you know, you can remember how good looking that straight son of a bitch is.
Yeah.
See if he'll fire it up.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Ask him to. Tell,
hey, he's going to have to push that thing.
Tell Kamikaze you're a pussy if you don't, and he'll have to do it because Kamikaze ain't a pussy.
No, right? He'll fire it up.
So he'll have to fire it up. So full on zoomies and oil burning.
Yeah, fucking, just smoke
it's
everywhere.
Gonna be pouring smoke and oil out of it.
Tell him to purge through the motor.
Tell him bang it through the motor a few times.
Yeah. Show him how that NX kit works.
It's going to be great. So we're going to go by and probably bombshell on him a few times. And then anybody else that's there? A
couple places, you know, we'll probably swing by VP. We'll probably swing by Precision.
Yeah, because VP always Precision has like hot one? Models out
they
there.
They do.
No, Precision ain't going to have a booth out there. I don't think. That's like.
There's always MSD we go by. Huh?
Oh, yeah, MSD's going to be there. Back. But they got bought out by Holly, and Holly hates us.
Holly don't like us.
So I'm not sure. We'll have to go talk to Holly and be like, hey, man, why don't you like us? I mean, we know that Sean's a liar, but why don't you like the rest of us?
Other than Sean being a liar, what's the problem?
Look, man, just don't get into agreement with Sean and you're fine.
Yeah,
right?
But I'll just tell him I'm not a liar.
Huh. And
that's a lie.
That's a good.
Sometimes, sometimes being a liar works out.
That's it, you know. Good. That's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Let's try
you just
that.
Let me tell him that
I'm
a liar.
I'm going to let you do all the talking.
That way you don't tell him that I'm
gonna
not a liar.
I'm going to let you do all the talking. Good call. So we're finally over the Kansas episode.
I'm kind of glad it was first.
Just get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Maybe people will forget about it. Maybe it'll be like a lost episode.
I mean, I'm looking on I'm looking on the internet and Facebook here, and it doesn't look like they're forgetting about it.
Well, not yet. It's only been one day.
I mean.
But next week, there'll be something all new for them to get upset about.
Yeah, next week you'll lie about
and
something else.
Maybe it won't be me. Maybe it
next
won't
week
be me.
You'll say, we're not even here.
Hey, man, I very rarely get caught in a lie.
Yeah, well, this time you were fucking caught. You were leaning on the car that you said wasn't there.
Yeah.
So.
That was the Mordor Nova. That wasn't a murder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Farm Truck and Asian's Mordor
it
Nova.
It was.
But what about the fake GTO sitting over there?
That was somebody else's.
Hey, no, I did tell a guy, though. He said, I see the GTO. It's right there. I said, there's no GTO there, sir. You're a liar.
Yeah.
Now,
there's definitely no GTO.
That is a Le Mans.
Now, there's 72 Le Mans that looks like he's trying to make it a GTO, but it's not.
Yeah. It's a fake.
Yeah. It's a fake. It's a lie, too.
It's a lie, too.
You're a liar.
No, you're a liar. My car is living a lie.
You're a liar. It's even got judge emblems on it.
No, it doesn't. They say crow him.
Yeah,
they're
but
crow.
They're
it doesn't say the
emulated
judge.
From the,
oh,
the judge.
That's a big fucking word for a liar. Emulated.
From a liar.
Holy shit.
What, liars can't be smart?
I don't even think you're allowed to say that word. Hang on. Let me check with our legal team.
Let's look at the list. Sean, nope, just Street Outlaws and Monzas on there.
Damn. You've been listening to Retired Liars
on your live.
Yeah,
and it is live.
No, it's not.
It is right now.
Okay, if it's fucking live, then take a live phone call.
The phone's not ringing. We don't even have a phone in here anymore.
Because it's not live.
Nice.
No, that's the other thing. They say we can't take phone calls.
Oh, we can't? Put that on the list.
No talking about Street Outlaws, Monza, and we're not allowed to take live phone calls.
I want to take live phone calls.
So it's legal. There's a whole legal team now. For Chief and Sean.
We gotta talk to our people.
We just walk around fucking shit up to the point where people have to leash us and say, dude, come on.
Discovery Channel has people that just keep an eye on what we're doing.
Season six.
Are we allowed to say Discovery Channel?
No, we're not allowed to say Discovery. Who the fuck said that?
Sean just said Discovery Channel.
Sean's a liar. So yeah, he didn't.
I lied about that.
Season six is on the air now. The season opener, which was a real good kickoff. If that's the way the rest of the season's going, whew.
Yeah, it's going to be long.
Thanks for having us. We're going to be having
a great time.
It was a great run.
And we're actually filming season seven now.
We're filming season seven now.
They could shut this deal down.
They may have watched the Kansas episode, heard our podcast, and then
We'll be bagging groceries next week.
We're out of here. Hey, man. That's a good living. What are you making fun of people that bag groceries for a living?
Why would you do that, man?
No. Hey, man.
I'm planning on being a Walmart door greeter.
Except for the, you'd lie on your application.
And I don't like people, so that wouldn't work very good. I'd go, what? As they walk in the door.
What are you looking at?
Yeah.
We're out of carts.
Look, this guy's here to steal something. Yeah. That's what I'd say. I'd be judging everybody as they come through the door.
You don't need those donuts, lady.
Yeah. See, now you're making fun of fat people. Look, that's definitely on the list.
Hey, I looked pretty fat on last night's episode.
Did you?
Yeah, I was pretty upset.
You look like a big, fat liar.
A big, fat liar is what I was.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're filming season 7 now. Big things happening in season 7. More of Sean's lying. And keep an eye on season 6. It's on the air now. Monday nights on the – it's a show that we can't say the name of on a channel.
The Discovery Channel.
We're not allowed to say the name of the channel either. And please watch the show. Find all the mistakes you can from Sean. Post them on Facebook and make sure the world knows that Sean's a liar.
But
please,
even though Sean is the liar, who's the one that got all the shit from it?
Yeah, because Sean doesn't have a personal Facebook, so they can't tag him. So they just tag Chief. So I got 1,900 tags in different threads all over the internet, and
it'll go away, man.
That's what they said when I peed my pants in fresh beer.
He's lying again.
We clearly realized that, you know, I fucked up here. It'll go away. Somebody else will fuck up worse next week.
Yeah, because Doc's going to say something about banging his sister or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, and then they're all going to forget about your little lie.
Hey, after I win this race, I'm going to fuck your dad.
Yeah, that's
what
we got. When Doc says shit like that, hey, that's okay. So all we got to do is sit and wait, right?
Yeah. Or Shane's going to talk to the dummy in the car.
Hey, man.
Dude, Shane killed me last night.
I thought
that was the best part of the episode.
I really thought at first that Shane was doing this as like a gimmick deal.
No.
I kind of thought that Shane was like, you know, I really don't have any. I don't have a good attitude. I'm not that good looking. My car kind of is, you know, a Vega, and I need something.
It's a Vega.
It's definitely a Vega.
It's a Vega.
Is it a round headlight or square headlight?
Man, I think it's round.
Round.
Oh, yeah, I think it's round. I like the square headlights.
And then Shane, I just felt like Shane was like, I need something to stand out, so I'm gonna get me a mannequin. I'm gonna put it in the car with me. But then after watching the show last night, there's no doubt about it. That guy's got fucking problems.
No, he
sleeps with it. I'm pretty sure.
Ew.
He sleeps with that thing.
I've been to a shop way before Street Outlaws, and that mannequin's there.
Are you for real?
Hanging out. Yeah, hanging out.
No, I don't lie.
I know your buddies.
I don't
lie. I know you and Shane are buddies and all, your friends. So I know that you've been around him a long time.
I've been around Shane a long time.
I really feel like after watching the show last night that, you know, I don't get to watch everybody do their interviews. So when I watch it on the show and I see Shane full on having a conversation with Bob.
He killed it. I thought it was great.
Oh, God. Shane's one of my favorite, new favorite characters on the show.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to say the name of the show, but.
Street Outlaws.
Oh, God.
It's on the Discovery Channel.
All right, so pretty much this is the only one, guys.
Yeah, hey, so, if this is it, so
I hope it was worth it, because I don't know if they're going to let us back on next week.
Tune in to Street Outlaws.
If anybody knows a good podcast lawyer, send them our way, because we may need some trademark stuff, infringement type stuff going on.
I feel like until they say, you guys are done, whatever. We'll just say whatever.
All they're going to do is sue us, and they're not going to get anything, because they don't have anything.
No.
You know, I mean, none of that shit's in our name.
Yep.
We know better.
Yeah. Yeah. You think the Murder Nova's in Sean Ellington's name? Hell no.
It's in your mama's name.
Yeah.
Because you hood rich hood from way
rich.
Back. Plus, it's cheaper insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. Insurance.
And then that way, when you go to jail, your moms can go get it.
Yep.
You don't even have to be out of jail.
Exactly.
All right. Well, tune in to
Street Outlaws Monday nights on Discovery Channel.
There you go.
I don't know who said that. They're not allowed to say that anymore.
No, so it wasn't us.
We're going to get rid of that guy. Tune into the podcast next week, where we waste more of your time discussing the show we're not allowed to talk about. So,
I don't even know what's going to happen next week.
Well, if you said you did know, we wouldn't believe you.
No. Now, from here on out, anything I say has no credibility. It's over.
I'm having to take a real close look at our relationship.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I feel like everything's a lie. Everything's a lie.
Is it make you wonder and look back at everything that I've told you? And
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff was a lie, man.
We've been friends a long time, man, and you're just finding out that I'm a liar.
Our relationship was built on a lie.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I ain't got no more friends.
Yeah.
Nobody else likes me enough to hang out with me all the time. So, I'm an asshole. You're a liar. Let's go get lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
America, we'll see you next time.
Been great.
It's been great.